You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. The tragedy of the Labor Day fire on a Santa Barbara diving boat near the Channel Islands is being felt throughout the Central Coast scuba diving community. The cause is still unknown of the fire that engulfed the boat, the Conception, and killed almost everyone aboard. KCBX's Tyler Pratt recently met with two divers from San Luis Obispo who had been on the Conception many times before and had plans to go out on the boat again.
Randy and Tina Scott have about half a century of scuba diving experience between them. Tina says she stopped counting her dives at 300.
Reef diving to wreck diving to shark diving, deep water. Never have I experienced anything to this degree. This is devastating to this diving community.
We're both critical care nurses. We're used to loss. This touched a little closer to home and definitely was a lot different of a sense of loss.
Many Central Coast divers have been on the Conception.
I've had my son on the boat. I was just on the Conception in March. Was scheduled to go on it in 3 weeks. The dive shop here in town, Slow Ocean Currents, had the whole boat chartered for 3 days on October 2nd through the 5th. That could have been 35 people from Slow.
So when the news broke Monday morning,
absolutely every diver I know who's been out there was checking with every other diver that they knew just to check in on people. The ripple effect was pretty palpable.
He said he was receiving messages into the night.
When I found one from somebody that knows me and Tina, but I don't have my contact list. It's just a number. It's like, just want to check you're okay. Just send back a response.
The divers who died Monday were from all across California and the United States.
You go out there for a couple days with 30 other people. You may not know all of them, but you berth in the same area, you eat in the same place. You're sitting next to them as you're putting your dive gear on. You ask this person for help. They ask you for help. Somebody else helps out something else. You all talk about your dives. There's a sense of camaraderie and closeness that happens when you're on the boats.
Usually on these trips, divers board at night and then go to sleep below deck.
When you wake up and you look and you're anchored out off the islands and there's nothing else out there, there's just something that's tranquil. There's something that is just unique and spiritual about it.
Randy says the waters around the Channel Islands are cold and murky, but beautiful. Often on the trips, people like to catch lobsters and spearfish. Tina says the common theme of all dives is,
it is another world. It's something that you don't experience here on the surface. And when you are underwater and you can hear your own breathing, listen to your own bubbles, and even hear your own heartbeat sometimes.
There's been a lot of discussion this week about safety on the boat and maintenance by its company, Truth Aquatics. But Tina says,
I've been diving through Truth Aquatics many, many times. I have never experienced a situation that felt unsafe.
She says she always trusted the crew and the boat.
I mean, we're all here to have a good time. We're all here to have fun. But it truly is a matter of safety first.
The Scots say the Conception had a safety hatch below deck, but
at 3 o'clock in the morning, boats were kind of filled with a lot of chemicals, fiberglass and everything else. And I'm sure the smoke and everything else was probably pretty bad.
Randy says that image of the tragic fire won't keep him from going out on his planned dive trip in a few weeks, a trip that was supposed to be on the Conception. He and his friends talked about going on one of the company's other boats, but Truth Aquatics has suspended all trips, so they may charter another.
We're still going to go. I realize that it's best not to let fear dictate your life. I don't think any of them would have wanted that to happen. If something happened to me, I would not want somebody else to not do what they left to do because of something happened to me. It's like, continue on.
Tina says the water around the Channel Islands is colder than she likes. She enjoys warmer water dives. But Randy says he can't wait to get out and see the sunlight streaming through the kelp. He might even catch a few lobsters. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.